Good evening, it's the Radio City Legends for the next hour, 6.30 on your Monday evening. Graham Sharp and John Aldridge here. If you'd like to talk to either of the guys, 0151 472 0967. John, I was going to do an introduction, but obviously you're here because no one else would have the studio etiquette, see their phone going off. Anyone important get in touch with you?
Just a friend from Glasgow.
Okay. John's going to have a look at the Liverpool or West Ham Liverpool game tonight, and Sharpie will get his claws.
I'll watch that as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, look at that, yeah.
Sharpie's
yeah.
going to get his claws into the Everton game.
Oh, dear me. I've got my slippers on and my pipe here. Yeah. So I should be have a nice, easy, well,
you're
relatively easy hour.
Sit here on the run. Sit here running.
Why could no one catch the cat?
You want the real answer?
You've seen the latest jokes about
it. Well, you sent me a video that was terrible.
Oh, no.
About a cat talking to a fella.
Oh, that's mad stupid. That is mad. But the one thing is that's going around is obviously, you know, Silver's one game away from the sack.
Really?
Yeah, if he beats Liverpool, he's going to get sacked. Yeah. Sorry, if he beats Man City, he's going to get the sack.
Yeah. You ruined that joke, didn't you?
I did. No, it's just a bit of banter that's been going round, you know, obviously.
Right. Let's start with Everton. How do you sum up the performance against Wolves?
Rubbish.
Is it that bad, yeah?
It was that bad. It was...
In every quarter?
Just lacking fight, desire, passion. Again, people come on and slate the manager and this. But listen, how can you legislate for what? Yet again, just before half-time, get ourselves back in the game, a good goal from Boy Gomez. We have a free kick against, and the boy Richarlison just can't be bothered marking. Ball goes in, the boy, his man scores a goal, 2-1 down in the half-time. You're thinking, wow, second half didn't show enough. And players are not performing. It's as simple as that. And the manager came out afterwards and had a little, say it was a go, but he kind of questioned the players at times as well. And listen, everybody has to take the blame, don't get me wrong. But there's players there who are underachieving massively. Absolutely massively. Wolves were Wolves, what we expected. Hard working, nothing special. But what he's got there, he's got a team spirit there. They go into the huddle before the game and you look at them and you think, yeah, they're fighting for each other. Could I say the same for Everton? Are they fighting for each other? Not on the show in there. And the worrying thing is City coming up Wednesday. That could be anything. That could be anything. Now, people are talking about the manager. Does he have to change his system? Does he maybe go 5 in midfield? Do a little bit like what Newcastle done in terms of, you know, frustrate them and then maybe try and hit them with a set piece or a break or whatever. I don't know, because I don't know if you've got the players to do that. So I think, honestly, looking at it, and the worrying thing is, you can look at the list of games we've got coming up, and on the performances of the last couple of weeks, we might not win another one.
What have we got? What are the next Everton games?
City home, Watford away, which, big, tough team, powerful team, hard-working team. Cardiff away, Liverpool, Newcastle away, Chelsea at home. And I'm not just talking about them, I'm talking about till the end of the season, because it is so lacklustre and soulless. And just, as I said all along, if you're playing for Everton or Envy, you need to roll up your sleeves and have a right good go and a passion and commitment. The place was emptied before the end, because they're not seeing that. And, you know, and how do they
What's
get
the
that?
Atmosphere like inside Goodison?
Well, the atmosphere was all right, but by the end, when the goals were coming in... Like,
was it the crowd were doing their bit, were they?
No. It wasn't as bad as what it's been, but what I'm saying is the first goal comes from a mistake, a penalty. Leighton Baines pulls the lad down, so there you got off to a bad start, get back in the game. Second goal, bad marking, which the first goal's not the manager's fault, the second goal's not the manager's fault, and the third goal's another mistake, Coleman and Lookman. So you're taking the three mistakes, that if you eradicate those mistakes, you've got a chance of winning, but... These are mistakes that are happening week in, week out. So, where does the buck stop? Who does it stop at?
Was it any set pieces again the weekend? Or
yeah, second goal for them just before half time.
John, arguably the worst example of a set piece goal out of all of them, wasn't it?
I've not seen no way.
It wasn't for the fact that it's a ball out in the left, they whip it in near post, and Seamus Coleman's marking the hole. Richarlison's marking the guy, Jimenez, who scores the goal, and he just lets him run off. and just gets in between the two of them and scores with a header. And you're thinking, no, that's not right. You know, he needs to take more responsibility and more desire and passion, not to let...
Yep,
but he's walking about now like a spoilt kid, you know, because it's not going his way. He's got a titty lip and, oh, I'm not happy with this, and moping around and doing nothing at all. So when you're not playing with 11 players, you know, you're always going to be up against it, against a hard-working team, and that's what they were on Saturday. Not exceptional, but hard-working, yeah.
Decent side.
Hard-working.
The thing is, we've said this on the show before, you know, I know it's a different type breed of player now, but when you're leaking goals like Everton or a set plays, you know, the old adage, what we used to do, you'd come in the morning and you know, obviously, you got to have like a free week, basically, and you'll get the two apprentices whipping balls in off corners, and you'd be defending corners for an hour, but they'd take the air off the ball. So when you're out of there, it'd hurt you. You know, stupid as it is, that's what they used to do years ago. And you used to think, I tell you what, and it was now even more, it'd be horrible training sets. You think, I don't want that again. So when you got a set play against the next game, you'd make sure you get him and you get anyone let us down here, because I don't want to do that training ever again. You know, and that's, I know, but there's still room for manoeuvring to do that some way or form, isn't it, Greg?
They've got to listen, you can work on the training ground, it's hard. But when you cross that white line, you have got to do more than what some of them are doing at this moment in time.
I'm going to read you a stat out here. Everton now hold the record this season for the most goals conceded from set plays. There are only two other occasions where that record was equaled or worse. One, Hull, managed by Marco Silva. Two, Watford, managed by Marco Silva.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
But what I'm saying is, it's not him. You need to have the desire to defend.
Well, it's part him, isn't it?
But
because
it's
clearly
really,
he's the organiser, isn't he?
Yeah, but he is. But what I'm saying to you, if you've said to Richarlison, that's where you stand, that's who you pick up, that is what you have to do, and don't just say he said it to him on a Saturday. He'd have done it through the week and said, this is what they are. They've had watch rules, and this is the free kicks they do with the quality they've got from Neves and Moutinho putting balls into the box. Yeah. So he would have said, this is what they do, this is where you are. But if he goes out on a Saturday and he just decides to do what he wants to do, you've lost a goal. You've lost a goal. And listen, all these stats are great. You can look up stats. If you look at the stats, probably at the weekend, our most successful passer was probably one of the centre-backs, because he just kept passing it to each other and back to the goalkeeper.
Yes, stats can suit any way you want,
exactly,
can't they?
Exactly, and people can take out what they want. But what I'm saying is, all this about conceding goals from free kicks and all that, that goes down for me to the players, and the players have to take responsibility to say, that's my man, I don't care, we're not conceding here, we'll do everything in our power to not concede, and they're not doing it.
But Sharpie's right, but if that was me and someone, that's a serious indictment of the manager there. It's no coincidence. If he's letting teams that he's had in the past, them teams that you mentioned, concede off set plays without doing nothing about it in training, well, that's what it seems to me. Because you'd want to put a stop to it.
Well, that's what the figures suggest.
Away. But that's what the figures
suggest. So maybe it suggests take a different
approach.
Someone
needs to tell the manager this, because if he's not aware of it, he should be aware of it. Mm. You know, because he's got to look at himself in the mirror and say, well, hey, people are looking at me saying I'm a bit of a nugget here, by the way. You know, I'm letting teams, you know, psych us out on corners or whatever, and it's the books, everyone's looking at me and pointing at me with these. So, hey, in you come, and do something about it with the players and say, hey, if you're not doing it, you won't be playing next week. I'll put him in if he can defend the corner. You know, you've got to, supposed to be the easiest part. You're not getting cut up. You know, you get your man, and if he scores, it's your fault.
Listen, if somebody puts in quality corners and you go at right, it's hard to defend, and you accept that. But when there's basic mistakes like there was on Saturday, where somebody just can't be bothered running with a guy because he can't be bothered.
Well, that's sure. That's
you get no chance. Yeah. You get absolutely no chance. And you'll continue to do that.
You've got to put the fingers at him in the dressing room and let him know in front of players. You have to. At the end of the day, you can't mollycoddle players all the time. It book stops with you, the manager, doesn't it? I don't know what he's doing about it.
But John, the thing as well, but you know, when it goes in, there's no reaction from the players to say, any chance of you?
Where are you?
Can have a bit of passion about losing a goal and think, why have we done this? But I know, a bit of anger. It's not, it's an acceptance.
No finger pointing.
No, it's an acceptance.
Even from Seamus, the captain.
Yeah, that's what the Seamus be the loud, but that's what the punters are watching now and thinking, no, I'm not having that. And they're quite right because, yeah, you know, they need to see a lot more than what they've seen.
Let's get to the phone lines straight over. We'll talk Liverpool in a little bit. Obviously, they're playing West Ham tonight, but we've got a few Evertonians who'd like to get Sharpie's thoughts on a variety of things. It's the Radio City Legends. Let's start with Craig. Evening, Craig.
Good evening. You okay?
Hello. All right. Pal, through to Sharpie. What's on your mind at the moment?
Everton and the lacklustre performances that we've had all season. Worrying, isn't it? Very worrying.
It's not half, Craig, but you know the worrying thing is, as I said to Steve there just now, I don't know where the next win's coming from. You know, looking what I'm watching in the last few weeks, and remarkably, if we'd have won on Saturday, we'd have been seventh, sitting in seventh position. So that tells you an awful lot about the league out with the top six. And you know, that's what we're going for at this moment in time. I know people are talking about the top six. We're miles away from breaking into the top six. Absolute miles away. So we need to get this sorted out very, very quickly. And we can talk about this one and that one and the signings and everything else and the situation. As I said the other week, I still think he's taken over, you know, a tough job, probably tougher than what people think when it comes to terms of players and who's coming in and who's going out. But I still think that the players that cross that line on a Saturday, I've got to do more than what they're doing just now.
Yeah, but it's got to be down to him as well, hasn't it? Especially the goals that we're conceding at the minute. The set pieces, I know you've said it can't be down to him, it's got to be down to the players, but he's given them instructions prior to kick-off. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard that stat before, the worst three seasons are down to some set pieces were at Hull, Watford, and now this season Everton. Mm. I heard the stats the other day, and it was from 69 games that Marco Silva's managed in the Premier League. 34 goals came from set pieces.
Mm. Yeah, Craig, what I was trying to...
That excludes penalties.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, he didn't say to Richarlison on Saturday, I tell you what, you go out there, and when the ball comes in, don't you run me, your man, and you let him go and get a free header. He didn't say that to him. You know, he'd have done his instructions and said, this is what we want to do. Listen, whether you agree with zonal marking or not, he's obviously a fan of it. But what he's saying is when he's working the players, like, you know, this is what we want you to do. And at the end of the day, and I know it sounds, if the players aren't comfortable with something, they should be man enough up to say, this isn't working, or the goalkeeper should say, I'm not happy with this. You know, I think we should do it this way or that, and then talk about it and discuss it. But in no way can Marco Silva go out and say to Richarlison, right, this is where I want you, and you're marking him, and then he just doesn't do it, and then they score a goal, and you're like, what's going on there? That's players. When you go on the pitch, you've got to, and I can fully understand the manager will always get the one with the criticism, but for that one there, the player has to take the criticism there. He's lost his man. It's as simple as that. And the boy scored the goal, which was crazy because he didn't want to be in there and he didn't want to defend. But I'm afraid if you don't want to do that, you shouldn't be in the team.
How are you finding the atmosphere at Goodison at the minute, though? I find it's not like it's not as toxic as I've ever seen it, but it's like it's just whispers and like huffing and puffing, and there's just a real frustration at the minute because we've spent money. We've spent an awful lot of money, and he's spent money, and the 5 or 6 players, they're his players. And we're playing his way and still can't get any results.
No, Craig, I'd say to that, I think the players that he's brought in, I would say have been an improvement. I would have to say that. I think
in what respect?
No, I think Du Bois Dane is a good player. You've got to remember they're 6 months into a lot of them who are just starting to play in the Premier League. You know, we talk about Liverpool and the success that they have and everything else, but they've got players who are struggling to adapt in 6 months into the league as well. So sometimes it takes players time. But what I've seen of Dane, I like what I've seen of Zouma. I like, you know, and Gomez I like. So out of the majority of his players that he's brought in, I think have done well. I think what he's done, and that's why I think a problem is going to be, he's inherited a squad of players, not just the 11 you saw on Saturday, or the 13 you saw on Saturday, but all the rest that are out in loan who will be coming back in the summer. That is where the job is a massive job. And whilst I agree with the performance said, if we won on Saturday, we'd have gone seventh and everybody said, oh, yeah, everything's not too bad. It's not, because the quality of the players that the manager's got at the moment and he's having to work with, yes, he probably should be doing better with the players he's got and results should be better and performance should be better, but it ain't an easy job. And it ain't an easy job. And if you asked him personally and if he could, it'd be interesting to hear what he thinks of the team that he's playing. I look at the boy at Wolves and he's inherited a team. He hasn't inherited a team of superstars on ridiculous money. He's got together a team.
That's been smart recruitment at Wolves.
Yeah,
hasn't
that
it?
Work extremely hard and who are all in it together. And you can see a spirit.
Also got a winning mentality from last season as well.
Yeah.
Albeit in a championship, but it's a hard league to come up and it's a hard league. The Premier League's a hard league to stay in.
Mm.
Wolves have spent in four windows, they spent £90 million. So they brought in the likes of Ruben Neves, Diego Jota, Adama Traore, João Moutinho. Mm-hmm. They spent really well, haven't they, within the space of just...
Yeah, but they've got players who have come in and adapted and wanted to do well for the fact that they're in there and they're on together. The team spirit's good. The team spirit's great. They're going to run through brick walls for each other. And you could see that. You could see that before the game.
What I see with Wolves on Saturday is they're neat and tidy. Now, we've got players within our squad who are neat and tidy players. Why can't we perform to that level?
But they've got a desire and a hunger, and that's sometimes...
Shouldn't that desire come from before they step over the line? Shouldn't that
absolutely
come from the pre-team talk from the manager?
But that comes within, Craig. That comes from within yourself. As you as a player... You want to cross that white line and do the best you possibly can. Come walking off at the end with all the plaudits and everything else and saying, well, I've scored two goals here, I've done this, we've won the game. Listen, it's important. That's what team spirit's about. But what I'm saying to you now is I can see that team spirit in the Wolves team. I can see them all working for each other. I can't see that Everton with the team they've got at the moment. That's not there.
But shouldn't that come from the manager? Because Man United, they went through the same troubles 10 games ago where they've got a top squad of players who look like they lack confidence. Now, a change in manager came in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and they look unbeatable.
But that tells you a lot about the players.
That's what I mean. Mm. And that's where I'm coming from. Mm.
Possibly at both clubs. Craig, do you leave him there? Are you convinced things will change? Is he the man the future?
I change my mind like the weather. I'm not 100% confident in him at the minute. Especially the way we set up our set pieces. Now, we're looking at the way we're shaping up in set pieces, and we're talking to each other in the stands saying, what are we doing? Zonal marking, it doesn't work. And the statistics show it doesn't work. It hasn't worked through his whole Premier League managerial career.
Craig, thank you very much indeed. Some great points. Good first caller on the Radio City Legend. If you'd like to follow Craig, 0151 472 0960. Quite vociferous with his points.
Yeah, good call, you know. But to be all right in the dark, because we don't do corners, Liverpool. Mm.
At all.
No, we're very poor.
We can't take
corners.
A corner.
We've got a game to the enemy, Liverpool, haven't we?
We'll talk about that in a moment or two.
Yeah, don't be.
Do you want us to release the pressure?
No, don't be running scared just because City are catching you up. I remember a couple of weeks ago, we've won it. Now you get a little
who
bit nervous. You
all
said
studio?
It. In yeah, you said it.
Away, I'll tell you what, though, it is. I can't believe I've never seen a Premiership being talked about so highly, so much in January ever. Ever, you know. Maybe it's because of the fact Liverpool haven't done it for so long and, you know, it's great out there to talk about. People are saying, will they do it, won't they do it? It's only just 14 games to go. You're thinking, what? Everyone's talking like it's the last few games, and it's just gone so intense, you know, between the two clubs, and everyone's been wrote off. Even Tottenham, all of a sudden, is showing the teeth a little bit and doing really, really well. But I've never known it. You don't normally start talking to like, end of March. You know, then it starts getting. But
it's only you lot that's been talking about it. It's only
I
you
haven't.
Lot. It's only,
the no, last
you.
Thing I
all
want to talk
lot,
about.
All the ones that are on the telly, oh yeah, all the Reds and all that. It's sickening. Now there's a little bit of fear coming.
John said he's sick of people asking him, are we going to do it? Is that all you get asked all day?
It's driving me nuts.
this is a big game tonight.
Yeah, well,
let's have a break and we'll talk about it in a moment or two. 10 to 7,
we'll
it's Radio City Legends with John Aldridge and Graeme Sharp.
Oh, Sharp, he's yawning.
Yeah.
Give him a ring. Keep him awake.
He's bored.
No, I've done my bit now.
He needs something to do. Team news out in about 7 minutes' time in that West Ham-Liverpool game.
The team, basically, don't we? You more or less know the team.
Well, we know who isn't in it, and that's Joe Gomez. And obviously the news today that he's to have an operation on the leg fracture that he sustained against Burnley in December, which is awful. But why are they waiting so long to decide he should have an operation now?
I don't know how it works, Steve. I just don't know how it works. I thought, you know, if it was broken initially, which it was, you'd have thought, you know, it'd been, I don't know, it's a setback. Lad's had a nightmare with injuries, hasn't he? He's had an absolute nightmare, you know, right the way through his career, you know. Hopefully he won't continue and he'll come out of it. He's still only a young lad, relatively young, and, you know, he'll... Because he's certainly... He's got a lot of class as a defender, without a doubt. So let's hope for
this injury, he looked amazing, didn't he? Him and Van Dijk.
It's a strange one, whether they've just left it to heal naturally and it hasn't. Yeah. But you'd have thought there and then, they'd thought, right, let's get this done. Yeah. So they've obviously looked at it and thought, well, we'd maybe not need an operation. Yeah. We'd take a chance. And it hasn't worked out for him.
Especially when you know he is the one that you want at the heart of your defence alongside Van Dijk.
Well, they work together better than the other two, don't they? You know, Lovren. It's a worry because Lovren again was injured again, wasn't he? He's injured again, and Matip, you know, he gets injured a little bit. So you know, you're a little bit vulnerable, you know, in that sort of position. You know, and when you think you've got three players alongside Van Dijk, you think, yeah, that'll carry us through the season. But not too sure. Now. Well, we don't know how long that Joe Gomez is going to be now, do we? Mm. You know, he'd be back before the end of the season, but when? You know, it's going to be a big miss at the squad, especially when you start playing the Champions League games as well, obviously.
Reliance on Lovren as well, and Matip, you both had injuries past, and Trent's out as well.
Yeah, Dejan seems to only have a few games, then he's injured again, and it's really, or ill or whatever. I don't know, that's a strange one because he didn't get much continuity.
Let's talk players and transfers with our next caller, who's Jerry, a Liverpool fan. Evening, Jerry.
Yeah, mate, Adrian.
Hello, pal. What's your topic? What do you want to bring up?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the game tonight. Obviously, West Ham tonight, big match for us. You know, we need to get 3 points, need to bounce back after the I'd say, probably disappointing draw against Leicester. I mean, it's important, obviously, City won yesterday, closed the gap to 2 points, but, you know, we just got to put the draw behind us against Leicester and bounce back against West. But West Ham tonight, I mean, team uses like 4 minutes, isn't it? So, you know, massive match for us, and hopefully we can bounce back tonight. You know, we had a few disappointing injuries. Alexander-Arnold's out. Gomez, I mean, outside you speaking right now, what Messi is. I mean, we thought he'd be back by now, but he's had the setback. And looks like we're going to have to deal with Matip and Lovren for maybe next month or so, or even maybe even more than that, which is disappointing. Mm. But no, as I said, big match tonight for Liverpool. Massive match. I hope we can get 3 points.
Yeah, you know, it is. We've had a couple of opportunities, you know, Man City to get a point and keep it at 7 or even win and get it to 10 points, which we didn't. And then we had the opportunity last week to, you know, to get it to 7, and we didn't. You know, you won't get too many opportunities between now and the end of the season with City, I don't think. But we have to take the opportunities, you know, otherwise you put more pressure on yourself. Like tonight's become, you know, with Wood and Leicester tonight, you say, if you got a draw, it wouldn't be the end of the world. But all of a sudden, the draw is like they're just one win away from going above us on one win in the defeat on goal difference. So we're going to get that. Oh well, you know, it'll go close or right through. I don't know whether it gets to May or whatever, but we've just got to do what we have to do. Take every game as it comes. Look no further than the next game, and try not to wake up. Easy said than done. You know, we've seen, you know, things in this Premiership. You know, turn up when you least expect it. You know, you take nothing for granted, and you've got to do the job in hand today. They're vulnerable, West Ham. We know they're not defensively. They struggle.
Is it a sticky game, this one? Do you two feel there's a problem for Liverpool?
It can be. If they make it sticky,
Yeah, it can be, because they're coming off the back of a bad result as well. They get beat 3 by Wolves, didn't they?
And they got beat at home the last game.
Yeah,
well.
they're not having the best of times. So he's under a little bit of pressure. That's the wrong word. But he's getting a little bit sick as well, Pellegrini. Mm. But he'll look at this one and think, say to his players, we'll get revved up for this one. This is a chance. If Andy Carroll plays, bomb it into the box and let's see, you know, what Liverpool are made of. Mm. And, you know, whoever's playing at the back with Van Dijk, let's see if he can cope with it. So, it's a tricky one. As John says here, everyone's a tricky one.
Yeah.
And as Guardiola said the other week there, okay, it comes a time when everybody's got something to play for. There's no easy games in the Premier League. You know, in games you expect to win, sometimes come back to bite you kind of thing. But what City will be looking at just now, Jerry, as well, if Liverpool lose tonight and then they've got Everton on Wednesday and they win that and all of a sudden they're ahead.
And then they're
on the side where they're leading. And then it's up to Liverpool. So
we think 5 points is quite a lot, but you know what I mean? It's this two draws. it's two draws, two slip-ups, two draws, or a loss and a draw, and then straight away, it's a level on points if they win their two games.
Of course, absolutely.
That's why when you get your chance, I mean, I was buzzing on when Newcastle beat City because I didn't really expect it. I thought even to get a point, that would be a miracle. But when they beat them, I was thinking, here we go, 7 points. Then I think, obviously, 7 points, 2 points. I mean, the gap could be goal difference. We could lose the goal difference. We could win it on goal difference. I mean, every point counts. Yeah. Every point matters. And we had to take that chance. I just felt that we started well. We got the goal. And then it was just flat. We were just side-to-side passing. No urge to get a second goal. I mean, defending was a bit sloppy as well. I mean, Leicester could have won it as well. They had chances in the second half to win the game.
We could have won it as well if we'd have had a better referee. But
we could have won it. If we had a better referee, we could have won it. It was a Stonewall penalty for Keita, a red card for Maguire.
They played well. I watched them against Man United. They were not half the team yesterday against United. It's mad, you know, because they played really well against us. Perhaps our midfield didn't function on the night, I have to say.
I think
you look at Keita and Shaqiri in the midfield. The manager can't play them again in the same setup. It doesn't work.
I've got your team news now.
Oh, yeah,
I've got
the team news.
Alisson in goal. James Milner at right back. Matip and Van Dijk, the centre halves. Andy Robertson at left back. Yeah. The midfield's interesting. Fabinho. But then you've got Naby Keita and Adam Lallana.
No.
Yeah. Sadio Mane, Mo Salah and Roberto Firmino. So I think that is a little bit of a surprise when you see Keita and Lallana.
Apparently he's got a sore knee.
He's got a muscle injury. Wijnaldum's got a knee. Lovren's got a muscle injury and Henderson has as well. Wow. So on the bench for Liverpool, Mignolet, Sturridge, Moreno, Shaqiri, Origi, Curtis Jones and Rafa Camacho. So just to repeat, Alisson in goal, Milner, Matip, Van Dijk, Robertson, Fabinho, Keita and Lallana, Liverpool's midfield, and then Mane, Salah, Firmino.
Well, I'm sorry to say, but that midfield will not do it for me because Adam Lallana was so miles off the pace. It's ridiculous. That's scary now.
Wijnaldum's a big miss tonight for us.
Yeah, he will. Yeah, and Henderson.
Controlling the game.
We needed to go strong in midfield tonight. That's not
a great
midfield.
Do you think West Ham, the onus is on them? And I think I don't think West Ham will go there and just sit in like Leicester did and think, okay, we'll hit them on the break kind of thing. I think they'll go for it, and I think that's where Liverpool will score.
That's interesting. It doesn't fill me with confidence, I have to say, Steve.
Jerry, thank you very much indeed. We have to move on, but some great points made. Let's talk about the Blues once again. A couple of minutes past 7 o'clock, and Gary's waited patiently for us. So welcome along to the Radio City Legends. Gary?
All right, lads. You all right?
Hey, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
All right, Graham. I know everyone's thrown off about, not marking and zonal marking. Now, one thing, I don't want to sack them. That's why we're in that mess that we're in, because we're sacked managers every 6 months, and that's why it is. But I'll go back. When Moyes was at Everton,
we had
a hard-working, good-shaped, big, strong side that worked hard.
Yeah.
And then said, right, we're going to get Martinez in now. He inherited a good team from the start, so that's why I think he's done well when Martinez first came.
Then he started
opening up the pitch. He says, right, I want my full-backs now, so bomb on. And they opened up the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
We started leaking goals left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
So then we get rid of Martinez, and then we bring Koeman and say, yeah, here's a load of money, Ronald. Go make us great. Go and spend. Go and buy this player. Go and buy what you want, and make us good.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work. Then we bring Sam in, and then we say to Sam, tighten up the pitch. So Sam says, right, my fullbacks are staying there. My two centre halves are staying there. No football. As soon as that ball comes there. Yeah. 40 yards, ruthless. So he tightens it up again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stop leaking goals. And then Marco Silva comes in and says, right, I'm going to open you up again now. So I want my fullbacks to go and bomb on now. Mm-hmm. I want to open up the pitch. The pitch becomes massive, big. Everyone does that. So we've got no identity.
Yeah.
We haven't sort of cemented an identity. You look at managers and they say, what type of football do you play under? Guardiola, Klopp, all the good managers. They're a pressing team. I don't know what we are, and I don't think the players know what they are.
Nope.
I think they're looking at each other, who's doing what. Even though we're doing zonal marking, if I was centre half there, I'd say, when that ball gets floated over, I'm going to attack that ball.
Exactly.
I want someone who's a leader that says, I'm going to attack that ball. Out my way, bang, get that away. You know, when teams are playing the games. We're slow moving down the ball down the pitch. I looked at Wolves on Saturday. There do we want to be. And that's what we should be like. All their players have got a trick in the book, the width, the fast, the bit of pace around the pitch, organisation.
Hungry. Gary. Yeah.
We haven't got an identity, Graham, and that's what we need first. And even if he says to me, I don't want to win our next game, I want us to become a team that's hard to beat first, and then we'll think about winning.
Yeah.
We need to get an identity, Graham, and we haven't got an identity. Gary, we don't know what type of team we are.
Spot on, absolutely spot on. And the thing is, you're looking to think, well, okay, as I said before, he's brought in five players, but you would say the majority of them are going to improve the team. He needs more players, but whether he gets more players, I'm not sure. He needs to get rid of ones that he doesn't want, which isn't easy. But I agree with you. I think that, you know, Koeman came in and was like a kid in a sweet shop. We'll get this one, that one, blah, 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 and crazy money. And we didn't replace Lukaku, which we still haven't done. You know, so that was a majority of... But as I said,
24 goals out of the team. So I've said 24 goals, where are you getting them from?
Yeah, exactly. And I said to the boys here, apart from the top six, we'd won against Wolves on Saturday. We were seventh. We were sitting in seventh position. Now, that would have masked an awful lot of the problems that we have.
Big time.
And you're just thinking, so this idea that, you know, Mashiri came in and we were going to challenge for the top six, that was never going to happen overnight.
No chance.
So what I'm saying is, you know, whilst we're getting battered at the moment, quite rightly so, because the performances haven't been good enough, the situation is, we're still in and around that seventh position where we would have accepted at the beginning of the season. I know the performances aren't acceptable and I fully understand that. But at this moment in time, he's got a massive job in his hands. And I totally agree with you, the fact that we find ourselves in this position now because we've changed managers over the last 2-3 years or whatever kind of thing. And yeah, he's come in. He knows himself he needs to do better, but it will take time. And, you know, for me personally, I wouldn't want to see his change again.
No, there's no point in it. But what Marco's got to do as well, he's got to sort of spread that sort of atmosphere from the bench when he's on that pitch. I've seen him on Saturday. He's got his head in his chest, sitting down with his arms folded. You know, I know the players should be self-motivated the lifestyle that they have and what they have. But sometimes the manager, I mean, you look at the other managers, they're still on that touchline.
Yeah,
swinging their arms and doing all like the fist bumping and all this. That he's got to start doing that. Mm. You know, players look across, and if you see him sitting there with his arms folded and his head in his chest, what does that say to you? I seen the other fella come off the other week, Gomez. I like Gomez. Probably a pre-season, probably caught up with him now. You know, he never had a pre-season.
Nope.
I think 5 games, 6 games over Christmas has probably seen the best of his life. He's a little bit heavy. And I've seen him coming off, and he come off against Leicester, and I think he's doing high-fives when he's coming off, Graham. you don't want to be doing high-fives when you're coming off, you're getting beat. You put your head down and think, oh, why am I getting dragged off here?
Yeah. Gary, what would you do Wednesday, coming up with the game? What would you do? Would you... For me,
I'd get on my knees and I'd pray.
Yeah, apart from that, I think he, for me personally, the way it is and the way they are, I think if we try and go toe to toe, this could be anything, and I mean anything. So I think he's got to load the midfield with. I know he hasn't been featuring for a while, James McCarthy. I don't know what the situation is with Idrissagay, but we need to, I'd say, play 5 in midfield and be compact and say to them, listen, you need to run through brick walls.
So who are those 5, Sharpie, and who would you sacrifice?
5, if you're playing 3 at the centre-backs, 5 I would go probably... I'd go... Gay. Everybody being fit, I'd play McCarthy. I would even play Schneiderlin. And I would play Dania as the left-hand sided one. And then the right-hand side, maybe Seamus Coleman.
Yeah. I think you look at what how Newcastle went about it, and you have to base it something similar to the way they went about it at Man City, because okay, they're done tonight, they weren't good, Man City, but they're vulnerable.
And there's a formula there, isn't there?
Yeah, if you do things right. Yeah. And Everton, yeah, they're no mugs on the day, Everton. They're going through a bad spell, obviously. But if they go about it the right way and, you know, frustrate them, then, you know, things can happen in football, can't they? And that's the one result that Everton probably need at the moment, something like that, to install that lost confidence the way they are at the moment. To beat Manchester City, we'd reinstall it no end.
Gary, nice one. Thank you very much indeed. Loads of good stuff said there. A few more callers to come on the show between now and 7:30. 01514720967. Radio City Legends with John Aldridge and Graeme Sharp. Next up, give the boys a little bit of a rest. We'll do our quiz, Pence. Just shy of 7:15, Radio City Legends, Sharpie and John Aldridge. Just remind you, Liverpool's team to face West Ham tonight. Alisson, you've then got the back four, which is Milner, Matip, Van Dijk and Robertson. Midfield of Lallana, Keita, Fabinho, Salah, Mane and Firmino complete the lineup. And for West Ham, Fabianski in goal, Cresswell, Fredericks, Diop and Ogbonna, Rice, Noble, Anderson and Snodgrass, and then Hernandez and Antonio. So they're missing their star man there. Hasn't quite made it back, Arnautovic. But those are the two
Steve,
lineups.
Did you mention Carroll there? No, sorry.
I don't even know if he's on the bench.
Hernandez, right, to be fair, I'd rather have Carroll than Hernandez because Hernandez is, you know, he's...
Lively.
Yeah, he ghosted and said, you know, Andy Carroll's pretty one-dimensional, you know, but dangerous in the air, obviously. But I'm just hoping the midfield is a two. I just hope he's got the back four and he's saying to Keita and Fabinho, you're going to work in front of the back four. Let Lallana go, you know, be one of the three behind the leading striker. That'll be better balance. But if he's going to play 4-3-3 as he does with Lallana and Keita in the midfield, I really feel a little bit frozen there. I really do. They've got Rice, Snodgrass and Noble who know what they will put themselves about, by the way. They will. They can put themselves about, them three. So I will wait and see.
Andy Carroll's on the bench. Mm. Right, John, would you include Dominic Mateo in any team of yours?
He's not scoring against me. You know, we can't have him. You know, that's the reason why I am where I am. You know, I've had Dom.
You are where you are. Where are you?
Dominic's never won one of his quizzes. I think Mark Lawrence, when he's here, hasn't won none. Gary Gillespie's never won none. And
Steve Warner, can I go?
Steve lost as well, and I thought Steve might have been half decent.
You're pointing fingers at all your fellow
Reds. I think Sharpie's giving him a slight 20 quid to just give him the win.
He went under.
He was unlucky as well.
No, he wasn't. You got the easiest questions ever, didn't you, the other day?
You know, hey.
Did you get the music on?
I got it wrong, didn't I?
Right, here we go. It's Pens.
Who sang Vienna?
That was... oh dear me, I know that well.
I can get it.
It was...
Well, Midgiel sang it. What band?
That's what I said as well.
What was his band, John? For no points, just to demonstrate your intelligence.
Vienna. Do you know what? That's crazy. I know it so well as well.
Ultravox.
Yeah,
I was just saying.
I had the tape when I was young, yeah. Mad, isn't it?
Ah, here we go.
Sign of old age.
All right, 16-15, Sharpie. Let's get on. And who's going to go first? John Aldridge.
Okay, I'll go for number three.
Number three. What number Super Bowl did the New England Patriots win last night? So what number Super Bowl did the Patriots win last night?
53.
53 you're going for?
Yeah.
Excellent answer.
I've seen that on the
television. You've seen it on the answer sheet.
Sky.
Where? Yeah. Did you boys stay up last night to watch that?
I stayed for the first 10 minutes. Not really enough.
Too long for you, was it, Sharpie?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you going?
Five.
Five mystery voice? Have a little listen. Who is this?
Bruce Rupp took over at the time and he's...
Do you want to hear it again?
It's easy.
Yeah. Oh, shut up, you.
It's that easy. Not even
do you
I know
hear
that
it once more.
And then, yeah, I never heard the
all
same
right.
time.
Let me just reload it. We got last time.
Bruce Rupp took over at the time and he's...
Come on.
Mystery voice.
Bruce Rupp.
See how he's closed his eyes? He's in his world of his own, shall
we? It's not. I'd say Paul Ince, but it's not.
Absolutely no idea.
Sounded to me. Sounds to me like Vinnie Jones.
No.
No?
It was his birthday. Was his birthday today? Today? You should have looked.
Oh, yeah.
You should have looked in the paper.
Who was it?
Kevin Campbell. Oh. Yeah, birthday boy. It is today, isn't it?
But what did he actually say? Something about Bruce Rioch.
Yeah. Let me try it again.
See if we can see.
Bruce Rioch took over at the time, and he's
Bruce Rioch took over at the time.
All right, okay. I'm just wondering. I'm thinking Middlesbrough and all that.
Okay, Sharpie not that even hitting the crossbar. Although
one,
number one, Liverpool midfielder Marco Grujic is on loan at which club currently?
You get some easy ones.
Oh, you're joking, aren't you? He's been a Cardiff, hasn't he? That's all right. Cardiff. I think he's on somewhere else now.
Absolutely no idea.
No, he is actually at Hertha Berlin. That's his current club. Sharpie, to level it up.
Four.
Number four. What was the score last time Everton beat Manchester City?
3-1. No.
4-0. It was 4-0. On the 15th of January 2017.
Tom Davis's goal.
Two incorrect answers. John, you're on the verge of it here.
Number six.
What have we got left? Right, here we go.
Music.
No, it's not actually. What nationality is the West Ham midfielder Felipe Anderson?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'd guess Brazilian.
Absolutely no idea. Missed it!
He's got What's going on here? Sorry, I hit the wrong button. That was correct. John is the winner, but I'll give you the last question. Name the song and the artist, Sharpie.
Paul, you know that idea. You would conquer the bloody world.
It's another one that's suited for John. Go on. Many questions about Liverpool here. Unbelievable.
The Anfield drop.
Yeah, it was.
So, who would that have been by then? The Liverpool players? Or what would be the artist under?
Well, that was the Liverpool squad, wasn't it?
It wouldn't have mattered. You'd have got it right if you'd have said it anyway. You did, yeah.
Do you want to have a look at the question sheet? You chose the questions. Yeah?
Kevin Campbell was there, though, to be fair.
I thought
you missed out on that one, didn't you? You know, your buddy and that, you know.
And you know how cyclical Christian is. You should know to look at the birthdays every week you come in.
No, that's laziness on his part. Because he's just looked up a newspaper today and said, oh, look whose birthday it is. Margaret Thatcher's next week.
I hope not.
16 all it is. Let's get back to the phone lines. Radio City Legends. And let's talk with Tony, who's in Wavertree. Evening, Tony.
All right, John.
Hello, Tony. All right, mate. All right, you're right.
I'll tell you what. That's better than Istanbul. It's back you're doing here, mate.
The comeback.
Yeah. I know. Dear me, yeah. What do you think about tonight, Tony? The team, are you happy with the team?
John, I just want to say about defensive cover we've got. I really think he should have let Ryan go, and he should have brought somebody in.
Yeah.
Looks like Gomez now is going to help the season for me.
I think, you know, you've just been speaking off air, you know, with ourselves, you know, in the office. And Klein seems to be a bit of a rick, actually, to be quite honest, because he come and done a great job against Man United, and you want to keep the balance of the team. And if he would have been there today, Milner would have been able to go midfield instead of Lallana, you know. But unfortunately, we left ourselves a little bit short there, which is... I think the manager thought Gomez probably would have been all right for Leicester tonight, you know, and maybe, you know, Arnold would have been okay. But it's turned out the other way and put ourselves under a little bit of pressure in that area. So it's not ideal for me, the team tonight. But they've got to go out and prove, you know, Keita's got to go out and prove that, you know, he's a man that we know he can be. He owes us a game. Lallana for me just seems miles away. He just seems, when I've seen him, just seems he's off the pace and everything. He has been for some time, so that's a gamble. I'd probably put Curtis Jones in there before Adam Lallana tonight, personally. But let's hope that, you know, he the confidence that the managers give Adam, that he comes good tonight.
Yeah, I mean the last three games, John, Leicester, we were probably looking to get a point. Palace, maybe we could have dropped points there.
Yeah.
Brighton away. For me, we haven't done it the last three games.
Yep, I agree.
I just think there's a mistake in Lovren and Matip, whoever plays. I just think it's a mistake in them, and I think it's affecting Van Dijk and the keeper. I think they've looked a bit nervous with them two in the side. For me, like what I've seen. But going forward, I don't think, you know, people are saying the league or the Champions League. We've got to go for the league. It's our first chance in a long, you know, since when Brendan was there to win it. I thought we were in a better position this time. But, you know, City have got cover everywhere, John, and it's like for life. We haven't got that.
I agree. Especially if they won't play. Yeah. And Robinson and them, yeah, I agree. You know, what they've got is people who can change games on the bench, you know, with all due respect to ourselves. You know, Sturridge, he's done it a couple of times, but he's come on lately and not really added to what we need. Origi, coming against Everton, done all right, as we know. You know, Alana, come on and done nothing. Shaqiri's on the bench tonight. He's the one that you're looking, and it's a very, very flimsy bench, you have to say. He's the one that could possibly come off. And I'm surprised that he didn't start with him rather than Lallana, because he's up to ground with, you know, it being match fit, whereas Lallana simply isn't. So I think that's a bit of a risk. Even though it's not ideal to play Keita and Shaqiri in the same team, you know, at the end of the day, I'd rather have Shaq in there than Lallana, because he's proved, you know, this season he's got half a dozen goals, he's got good assists, and Lallana, you know, just brought nothing to the table when he's been on the pitch. Let's hope he does it tonight anyway.
I think this is a massive game tonight, John, about we're going to win the league or not, because if we don't get the 3 points, City could overtake us if we
don't. Yeah, of course, Wednesday. Absolutely.
And
yeah,
I think our heads will fall off a little bit then. I think we've got to stay on top.
Yeah.
I think this is a massive game tonight. I think if we win this game tonight, I think we've got one foot there, but if we don't, I think we're going to struggle, mate.
Does the team fill you with confidence?
Not with the injuries you've got at the minute, John. I'm just looking there at the bench. Like you just said, Shaqiri, to me, is a bench player. When he started, he hasn't been as good. When he's come off the bench, he's been brilliant.
Yeah, fair comments.
Lallana's lost a little bit of pace. He's never going to be the same player with his injuries.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I just can't believe he never brought anyone in. It's the first time we've got a chance of winning the league. The owner should have went, look, Klopp, you need money here to buy someone, you know, to do it for us.
That's what Liverpool of old would have done, isn't it?
I think so.
You know, when you're in that position,
yeah,
you strengthen.
Well, it depends if the players out there that you actually want, it's better than what you've got. And it's hard. It is. We've always talked about the January, you know, the window in January. So it is difficult for the manager. But if there was people out there, obviously the manager wasn't interested in bringing them in by the look of it. So they must have done their homework before January. So if they're not out there, then you're better off keeping your money till when they are, personally. But I don't know.
Tony, thank you. Go on quickly. Thank you very much.
All right,
Tom.
Enjoy the game, mate. Going,
yeah, I sense a little bit of nervousness from you on the game tonight.
I do, because of the midfield for me. Let's hope people, you know, Keita and Fabinho start off as a two, and then Lallana plays with the three behind the one, and he tucks in one side. I'll be happier with that, but Lallana has been worrying me all season, really. He's either injured or when he comes on the pitch, he just simply looks a shade of the player that he was some two, three, 4 years ago.
Is it feasible to suggest that Everton could do Liverpool anything of a favour on Wednesday night?
No, I think absolutely you're right, Sharpie.
Not even a cat in hells? No.
After what I've seen, no.
I thought it went right over your head then, didn't it?
No. I thought you'd be funny.
No, but you know, you never know in football,
no.
You know.
Not with what I've seen.
But you fear for Everton. Yeah, fear for Everton against City, yeah, you do.
Right, because you were saying before it could be any number. If they play like the weekend.
Yeah, could easily. I thought City were good yesterday against Arsenal. All depends how Everton set up, you know, and I think, you know, people have been calling for a change of system and everything else. This might be the time where he has to do it.
Yeah,
you know, he has to do it. You know, if he goes toe to toe with him, there's only going to be one winner.
It'd be like a Tottenham game. Yeah,
nice one, thank you, boys.
Cheers, lads. See you,
John Aldridge, Graham Sharp, back with the Radio City Legends on Thursday, when of course we can reflect on tonight's game and Wednesday's.